Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Yes, hello. I've just recently transferred to M-Phone, and I received a new modem, and I wanted to go into the modem settings so that I can change its Wi-Fi name, but the instructions that I've received don't seem to work. So I've logged into, I've connected to the modem, and then I've logged into cloudmesh.net.
You will not be able to do it from there. I can do it from my side.
All right. Thank you.
You also have a phone line, right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Your address is 33 Cedarway Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Trying to log into your modem. Let's see what happens. Why do you want to change? Any particular reason, sir?
I have various devices across the house that are connected to the old modem. And if I could just change the new modem name to be the same as the old one, then they would automatically connect to this new one?
No, it will not automatically connect, sir. Because it's a complete different modem altogether.
Yeah, but they're connected.
So
even if you
change the name and the password, again, all your devices needs to be connected manually.
But they automatically search for the old name and they have the password for that old name.
Okay,
so,
anyways, if you're insisting, I'll change right now. Tell me the username you want to keep.
So the modem name was Netgear.
N capital.
Yes, N capital.
Mm-hmm.
ET, so all capitals.
Netgear.
Yep.
Then, that's it?
That's it, yeah. And so there was a Netgear and there was a Netgear 5G as well.
Netgear underscore 5G or?
Good question. Just let me check. Netgear dash 5G.
Netgear dash 5G.
Yeah.
G capital?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, what would be the password for both the network?
Samsung 1, just all lowercase.
SAMGSUNG, Samsung 1. That's it?
Yeah, SAMSUNG 1, yeah.
Oh, SAMSUNG 1.
Yeah.
Applying to the normal Netgear network, then I will apply to the Netgear dash 5G.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that's already changed on my end. So my computer is showing the Netgear Wi-Fi. So this is not possible to do on my end, is it?
No, it is. I can share the IP address and the... You can log into the modem also.
Oh, okay. When I tried using information here, it wasn't working.
Now can you check? I have changed both the network name and the password.
Okay, I was trying to connect. It says unable to connect to this network.
That's what I said. It doesn't happen automatically. If you just change the name, again you have to manually connect.
I did this once before, which is why. So the modem I've just changed is my third modem over the last few years. The first one was called Netgear, and so what I did was I changed this modem's name and password, and it worked. And it made things easy because I've got, you know, several devices around the house all connected to that old Netgear modem. So, yeah. Just to confirm again, the password was all lowercase Samsung, like the Korean company, Samsung S-A-M-S-U-N-G, 1.
S-A-M-S-U-N-G, the number 1.
Yes, yeah. I'll try with my phone just a second. Ah, right. It's connected with my phone, so that seems to work. I don't know why it's not working in my computer. I'll just check to see if it's working with the internet. So my phone's connected to the Netgear, and it works. I'll just check one of the smart devices in the house. Yep, okay, that works. I'll just check my doorbell. I'll just see if that works. Smart doorbell. Okay, so the doorbells have gone offline. But yeah, it's funny, my computer is working. My mobile phone, when I connect to that Wi-Fi, it works, but some of the other devices, maybe they need some time to reconnect. I don't know.
It's showing in my system that on the normal Netgear, 8 devices are connected, and on the 5G, 1 device.
Yeah, that could be right. Yeah, a lot of those devices, I don't know why, but they only connect to the normal network, not the 5G network.
Yeah, so as I said, 8 devices to normal Netgear and 1 device to 5G.
Yeah, okay, that would be right. Yeah, the one device is my phone.
S22.
Yeah, I don't know why the computer's not working, but I'll check something. Okay, so my computer's now connected, and that seems to work.
Wonderful.
I assume that the other devices will one by one start connecting, because I mean, you know what it's like these days with televisions and doorbells and alarm systems and everything else. Mm-hmm. Instead of going through each device one by one, this is a quicker way of doing it for me. So. But I think that's good now. I think that's worked, so thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Anything else?
No, if I wanted to get into the device, so how can I get into its interface
myself?
It's better
you give us a call, because
right.
if you get in the device and there is some other settings problem, there will be,
right.
again, we have to send you a modem and all.
Right, okay. All right, thanks for your help then. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.